Hey, rich woman, it's Emily King here. Okay, before we dive into today's amazing episode, I gotta share with you that the Money Makers Club is now open. You can save $500 until January 2nd. What is the Money Makers Club? I like to tell people that it is everything and anything I could possibly think of to give you around money and making more of it. It is the ultimate coaching program where you come into an 8-week container, this amazing community, this amazing energy to kick off the new year, and you're going to get it all. Like all my tips, tricks, tools, coaching from not only myself, but the brilliant and amazing Gina Keeping, who is co-coaching with me. It is going to be so much fun. I have done this program numerous times in the past with probably hundreds of clients up to this point, and the results have been phenomenal. So I'm going to kick off with a little testimony, a little share from actually a private client of mine from a few years ago. I got this one out of the archive. So I'm going to share that with you just to show you the possibility and what could possibly happen for you in joining a coaching program in the new year. So have a listen to what this amazing client had to say.
I've had lots of wins. I've had money just flowing to me from all angles. Like, I never imagined that money could come from somewhere other than hard work. And that, like, my mind was kind of blown open when I started receiving money everywhere. Even like within 24 hours, I think of when I signed up with Emily, I got notice that I would receive $10,000 just for part of owning my business. And I remember us laughing about that because, you know, I had hesitated on the money piece and it just like happened and was totally not tied to me or my time or my hard work. So things like that kept happening and happening and happening. And I received huge chunks of money all over the place, really unexpected, you know. It even extended to my husband actually making a lot more money toward the end of our package together. I also made it kind of happen, or again, it's not because of my work or my time or anything, but I was able to maneuver in my business, receiving almost $90,000 tax-free. So it's kind of shocking and unbelievable, but yeah, money started to come from everywhere.
So if you want to check out the Money Makers Club, go to jointheshift.ca. We kick off the middle of January for our 8-week container. It really ends up being like about 10 weeks by the time we do our welcome party, your celebration call, all that kind of stuff. So you get over 2.5 months of support from myself and Gina and the whole community of women in the Money Makers Club. So if you are wanting to improve your money mindset this year, improve what you see in your bank account, improve your sales, manifest unexpected income like that past client did, join us now. You are going to have an incredible time. And without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Money and Miracles podcast with me, Emily King. We call ourselves rich women over here because we are all about living the rich woman life inside and out. We take the taboo out of talking money and we say yes to our desires. And each week I'll be bringing you a dose of money mindset and relatable life stories so you can go out into the world and live your best freaking life. Let's do this, rich woman. Hello and welcome back to the Money Miracles podcast with myself, Emily King. As we head into the new year is coming up on, I guess Sunday is New Year's Eve. I wanted to bring to you something that I think is going to be really helpful as like with your money and as you approach this new year. And if you're here, I'm assuming that you have done some sort of reflection on New Year's resolutions or goals, or like maybe you've picked a word of the year before. And if you haven't done any of the above, that's great too. Like, I'm glad to be kicking you off with my own kind of spin on it today. But what I want to take you through is a little glimpse into what's coming up in my Money Word of the Year workshop that's happening on Saturday, December 30th at noon Newfoundland time, which is 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And It's the first ever workshop that I've done of this kind. I have never ever, in all my years of teaching this, never ever done a money word of the year workshop. This came to me, like this download, I'll call it, came to me the other week when I was reflecting on like a word of the year for next year, and I still don't have my word of the year yet, but that's okay. But I do know what my money word of the year is. Now, let me give you a little bit of background. I, coming from this money mindset world, have a lot of trust and faith in money, no matter what the situation is. No matter, like, you know, I think the most pressing time, I'll say, or what could have been a very stressful time around money was when I gave, like, after I gave birth to Zoe, and I had some mental health stuff going on, and so I couldn't show up to work, you know, like, I couldn't keep growing and keep doing my thing, and I had to turn away clients, and that was scary on so many levels, but in particular, the money aspect of it was like, shit, like, yes, I had savings and that kind of stuff, but the unknown of, like, how long this is going to go on for, like, you know, like, just really that unknown, and I did, you know, I utilized the tools that I teach and had faith and trust and all the goodness, and all was well. You know, like, I'm not on the streets. We're doing great. All is well. And all this to say, this year, I realized that I accidentally went too far on the pendulum with that, in the sense that I had so much faith and trust in money that I accidentally ignored it. So I normally have my finger on the pulse when it comes to money. I know exactly what's in my bank account. I do tracking every single month. I know what sales are coming through. I know what recurring payments I have coming through. I am on top of my money, and I very much respect my money and love it and nurture it and really have this amazing relationship with it. And I still have an amazing relationship with it, but I went too far into the, yeah, it's all good. And like, you know, whatever I desire will manifest and all that kind of stuff. But I lost the practicality of it, of like, okay, well, let's actually like look at it and like track your sales and get intentional about the action steps behind what you desire to manifest and all that goodness. So the word that dropped into me the other week was respect, and like deeply respecting and loving my money and really paying attention to it and logging into my bank account and having an Excel spreadsheet and tracking my income and my sales and looking at our expenses and all that kind of stuff. And I think what kind of shook the foundation of this was, to be honest, was the other week, I know I mentioned this on the last podcast, but the other week when we had the sewer backup at one of our rental properties, and we had just had an expensive month with Christmas, and we had bought a few things for our house that was like thousands and thousands of dollars. And then, you know, once again, I was in the, it's all good. We always have lots of money to support us. And then all of a sudden we had the sewage backup, which is now going to cost tens of thousands of dollars. And it was like, oh, right. Wait a minute. I need to make sure that I'm respecting my money. I'm really honoring my money, and I'm really loving it and appreciating it. And I know, like, once again, I have my finger on that pulse. And I realized that I wasn't respecting it. And when that situation happened and I had some time to reflect and really feel into what was coming up for me, because it was uncomfortable and I didn't like it, and I was like, what is this weird feeling I have, and like the stress I have around money, like, what's going on here? And I was like, oh, this is my moment to go, okay, let's respect your money again. Let's come back to that nourishment with it, which I know might sound kind of weird. But anyhow, all this to say, 2024, my money word of the year is going to be respect. And I've already started to practice the habits of respecting my money and loving it. And it feels so good, because every time I money track, every time I keep a close eye on money, not out of a like helicopter parenting kind of feel of like, what's it doing? Where's it going? Is there enough? Like, not from that energy, but just this like, oh, cool, like, interesting. It's like having this loving romantic relationship where you check in with each other, and, you know, maybe you buy flowers for one another, or maybe you take them on a cute little date or a surprise or something like that. Like, that's the kind of energy I'm bringing to it. Not like, where are you? What are you doing? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? So having said all that, the idea then came to me of like, well, if this feels so good for me to pick a word of the year around my money, I got to share this with the world and do a workshop on this and really explore this even more deeply. So once again, like I said, on Saturday, we got a workshop coming up on the money word of the year. And by the way, go check out, if you haven't already, go check out my latest Instagram reel. I'm obsessed with it. It'll help you pick out your money word of the year, at least kind of get your wheels turning as to what your money word of the year could be. So if you haven't seen it already, it's an Instagram reel where basically all these words flash by, you know, and when you kind of put your finger on the reel and stop it, that will be your money word of the year, or at least a suggestion, you know. Anyways, I'm obsessed with it. I think it's so fun, and I love all the words that I chose to go in the reel. So go check it out. And hopefully we will see you at the Money of the Year workshop on Saturday. And by the way, if you are busy that day, but you still want to access it, sign up anyway, because you'll get the replay. Okay, so you'll get the replay for life, so you'll have it there to explore in the coming weeks whenever you have a chance to sit down and do it. So let's dive into today's podcast that is going to complement the workshop coming up very nicely. And it is this, to, you know, do this framework before making any money resolutions for 2024. Because here's the thing, I would be willing to bet that every single one of you listening to this podcast has some sort of money regret, money mistake, money should or wish that hasn't happened for you yet, or regret that you've been holding on to, or some sort of shame that's kind of still taking up space in your brain, in your energy, and even in your body. You know, we hold energy in our body, obviously, but we hold these resentments, we hold this mistakes, this shame, the I shoulda, coulda, wouldas in our body. And what I want to share with you today is a way to clear that up so that you go into the new year with a clean slate and without this shooting all over yourself around your money resolution. So I want you to, like, for the sake of this podcast and really making it super practical and implementing it right away, is I'm going to walk you through my three-part framework for forgiveness. Because forgiveness, and well, it's kind of a combo, forgiveness slash self-compassion, because I think the two go hand in hand. You can't really have self-compassion without forgiveness, in my opinion. And so this is my three-part framework for it, because it can feel very intangible. And even self-compassion was actually my word of the year 2 years ago. And it was this real practice in, how do I give myself self-compassion? How do I walk myself through that and practice that as a tangible thing? Because there's not really a guidebook to, here's how you do self-compassion. So I want to give you a bit more tangible steps to experience forgiveness and self-compassion so that you can open yourself up to receive, to feel ease, to feel flow, and to feel more energetically attuned to that which you desire in the coming year. So coming back to the implementation of this framework is, I want you to choose something or think of something just intuitively, you know, don't overthink this, but just feel into, what's something that you would love to release, a money release in particular, a money belief. I'll give you some examples to help you out. It could be, I didn't hit my money goal this year. You know, if you run your own business, I didn't hit my sales goal. It could be, I didn't hit my savings goal. It might be, I'm still in debt. I thought I'd be out of debt by now. It might be, I'm still so stressed about money. Like, oh, when is this stress ever going to leave me? Whatever it is I want you to just pick that one thing for you that comes top of mind and let that be enough in this very moment. There might be more layers to it that you can explore later, but for this very moment, let's just pick that one thing. And here's the framework that I'm going to walk you through, is to, one, let's just acknowledge it. Just call a spade, call it out. It's like, I like to use this very strange visualization that comes to me when I think of this framework, is, you ever have that experience where, I hate when this happens, when you put a load of laundry on and you forget about it and it's in the washing machine, and then like a day or 2 days later, you're like, oh shit. Like, oh, I put my load of laundry on and I forgot about it, and now it's gonna be like stinky and moldy, and I gotta do it all over again, and oh my God. Like, your thoughts, your unquestioned thoughts and unquestioned beliefs become like that damp, moldy load of laundry that you forgot about if you don't expose it. If you don't just like put on a new load, like refresh it, put in a new detergent tablet, put it on, and then take it out and put it in the dryer. Like, oh, it feels so rejuvenating. It feels so refreshing to just call it out. Just look at it, let it be seen. So acknowledging it is hugely beneficial. And it's kind of like, I've talked about this on previous episodes before, like head shit journaling. Get it out. Get out the head shit stuff. So acknowledge it. Call it out. Right? And we've already, you know, previously just picked the thing. So it could be, I'm still in debt. I didn't hit my savings goal. Why aren't I making the income I want? Why does this person have XYZ and I don't yet? You know, I shouldn't have spent that money on this renovation. I shouldn't have bought, I don't know, the new desk when I didn't have the money for it. Whatever it is. So just acknowledge it and normalize. And so then step number two, normalize. You're going to normalize it, which you can either think of it as normalizing or neutralizing it. Okay, so we acknowledge it and then we normalize it. We neutralize it. It's just like, okay, cool. Yeah, like you feel like you didn't hit your financial goal this year? A lot of people didn't. A lot of people didn't. That's okay. There's going to be years when you don't. You're not meant to always grow, right? That's not the way that nature always works. So, okay, cool. You didn't hit it, right? Or, you know, if debt is the thing for you, of I'm still in debt. I have so much debt. I can't seem to get, you know, chip away at my debt. You know, a lot of people have debt. It's quite normal to have debt. Debt is not a bad thing. Debt is just debt. Right? So neutralize and normalize it. Okay? And I want to kind of do a little side step for a second here and just put a pause on this three-step framework to say this. Is that it is impossible to be bad with money. It's impossible. Because being bad at something is not a fact, it's a feeling. So you being quote unquote bad with money is not a fact, it's a feeling. And if it's a feeling, then you can switch it. You can change it. You can change the dialogue. You can change the channel. You can change the vibration. You can choose a different thought. So right here in this very moment, if you've ever had that story of I'm bad with money, I'm no good at this, put a pause on that and remind yourself that's a feeling, not a fact. I feel like that one's going to help you out a lot. Maybe write that one down. This is a feeling, not a fact. Okay, so let's jump back into the framework. One, acknowledge. Two, normalize. Three is to act. Now, I say act, but I don't mean like you need to go run to the bank and make this payment plan with your banker and, you know, do these huge steps overnight. Act is really more about shift. It's about just going, okay, what would I like to choose instead? So let me give you some examples of the more emotional ways you can act and then the more tangible ways you can act. So one is just giving yourself some kindness and love. So you've acknowledged it, you've normalized it, and then going, I'm proud of you anyways, because just the simple fact that you're writing this out tells me that you're working on this. So I love you for that. You know, another way to practice kindness is to offer yourself some patience, you know, and some grace with this, is to write out, you know, we've already acknowledged it, we've neutralized it, and then you go, I release my need for instant gratification, and I allow myself to surrender to this process. and I'm offering myself grace and patience. And how you can practice that in real time with this ACT step is take a breath. Like literally right now, let's take a breath together. So take a breath in and exhale. Let's do that one more time. Maybe place your hand on your heart. And this time when you breathe, really breathe in the feeling of love. So breathe in. And exhale patience. Good. I'm like, that's it. That's all you need to do for the ACT portion. And just a simple fact that you're going to be writing and journaling on this, or maybe you talk this out loud to yourself or talk it out to a friend. That's your action in and of itself. You can do something more actionable, so to speak, of like, you could go do a meditation. You could go, you know, apply the dollar a day debt repayment method that I've shared about before in my podcast, where you go put a dollar on your debt. You could go practice some EFT, so emotional freedom technique. You go on YouTube, look up an EFT tapping script by Brad Yates, my favorite man who does it. And you practice releasing it. So you could do something. You could maybe get out in nature just to get that fresh air, get that new perspective, whatever it might be. But the action step doesn't have to be huge. It can just simply be, I forgive myself and I'm allowing myself to see this differently. Boom, done. Okay. So that's kind of your pre-work, if you will, before you go into any goal setting, any money resolutions for the new year. And we're going to dive deep into your money word of the year and choosing a word that's going to support you for an incredible financial journey in this coming year. And not only looking at the word, but also looking at the shadow of it. We're going to explore the shadow of it in the workshop, and we're going to explore the word, actionable steps you can take. And then I'm going to take you through an exercise that I call the money wheel, where we really look at all aspects of your relationship with money, different areas of money that we all have, and really getting clear on where you are, where you want to be, and what's the missing piece? What's the gap? And not the huge gap, not the you need to sell your house and pay off all your debt, you know, overnight. No. Just like little itty bitty baby steps to get you there. So it's going to be such a good workshop. I'm so excited for it. So get yourself signed up. I'll link it below. And also, I will also put the link if you want to meet up in person this time next week. Actually, yeah. This time next week, the 4th of January, myself and Gina are going to be doing a Money Makers event. So it's going to be money mindset for business owners, all about like how to feel expansive around money, how to really set goals that feel aligned with you, and just a feel good morning where you just feel like lit up, excited. You get that connection, that community, maybe a little kick in the ass that you need. And coaching for myself and Gina to really feel supported as we kick off this new year. So that's coming up in a week. Ticket sales are closing for that very soon. So get yourself signed up if you haven't already. And if you're in St. John's, it's going to be at the Alt Hotel. Other than that, this is officially my last podcast of the year. Woo! So thank you for being here. It's a pleasure to get to hang out with you every week. Have yourself an amazing New Year's Eve, a rest of your year. And I'm going to share with you one more little testimony, a little share from a past client that I've worked with just to inspire you, show you possibility. And if you are looking to get support with coaching in the new year, make sure to check out the Money Makers Club. You can still get the $500 discount until January 2nd. So get yourself signed up by then. If you have any questions at all, let me know. And I hope to see you in the Money Makers Club.
The community that Emily brings together is so supportive. I also love the fact that Emily brings the spiritual as well as the practical. So the getting grounded, the trusting your intuition, the meditations that she does, they are so well-rounded. And it's not just a cerebral pursuit. It's a full-on experience. And you learn or relearn to trust your gut and to recognize signs of blocks and things that are perhaps have been hidden beforehand. Well, and again, I just can't say enough about the community and Emily's energy. It's infectious, it's down to earth, and it hits just straight as an arrow right where it needs to hit. Love it. Love her. And I love the wisdom that she imparts.
Okay, that is it. Thank you for being here. Happy New Year. Can't wait to hang with you in 2024. And if you want to join us in the Moneymakers Club and get next level coaching and community support, get yourself signed up at jointheshift.ca. And bye for now.